Question from Panchapanda Prabhu. You mentioned in your class on Pruthu Maharaj about wormholes and how they can be used to understand mystic powers. Can you please explain what you meant by that? Answer. Wormholes are concepts in modern physics. The wormhole literally comes from two words, worm and hole. So if a worm has to travel a long distance, it can travel along the surface. But imagine if a worm has to go from one side of the earth to the opposite side, the antipodal end of the earth, it will have to go all the way over the surface of the earth. But if the worm had the power to create a hole in the earth and then go through that, assuming that it could endure the temperature, high temperature in the core of the earth and everything, but in principle, if it could travel through the hole in the earth, then it could cover that long distance much faster. Because that long distance, when going through the surface of the earth, it will be like covering the circumference of the earth. When we are going through a wormhole, it will be almost diametrical. And a diameter is much lesser than a circumference. So, according to current physics, Einsteinian physics primarily, the universe itself is a curvature of space-time. So, normally we think of three dimensions, length, breadth and height. And time is considered physics as a fourth dimension. Einstein proposed that all four are one unified set called space-time. So, and he considers space-time to be circular, not continuous, not linear. So, just like the earth is circular, that's why if we go round and round the earth, there is no end point of the earth. Like that, according to current physics, the space-time doesn't have any end. So, still, the space-time continuum is extremely vast. And because according to Einstein theory, the maximum speed at which any object can travel is the speed of light. No object can travel beyond the speed of light. And there are celestial objects like stars and galaxies which are sometimes hundreds and millions of light years away. So, although we don't have any device that can travel today at the speed of light, even if we could have a device like that, still it would take us hundreds and millions of years. And therefore, all space travel seems impossible from not just the practical perspective, but even from the perspective of principles. Because we cannot violate the light barrier according to current physics. So then, is it that we will never be able to travel in space and go into distant galaxies and know what is there? Some scientists have proposed this concept of wormholes. The idea is that just as if a worm goes through a hole in the earth, it can cover a longer distance in a much shorter way. Sure, it can go across the earth, it will take a longer distance, but through the earth, it will take a short distance. Like that, if space-time is a curvature, so if we could make a hole in the fabric of space-time, then we could go from one part to another much faster. So the idea is that we could jump time, space-time and go from one place to another very rapidly. Now, of course, these are entirely a theoretical conception, and there is no evidence that wormholes actually exist. But they are talked about in scientific discussions, and there is a lot of theoretical research done about them. And certainly the concept of space wormholes has been used in science fiction novels and movies as a mechanism by which the protagonist, the characters in those novels and movies, can have space travel to distant places. So, the point which we understand, we focus on from the concept of wormholes is that science recognizes that there could be ways of covering vast distances which we normally can't access. And science said that by some special mechanisms it might be possible to access those ways, and then we could cover long distances which we would normally not be able to cover. So this principle of accessing certain aspects of the universe, certain features of the structure of the universe by which we can travel faster or longer than what we would normally be able to, this is the essence also of the concept of mystic siddhis or yogic siddhis. Normally in yogic siddhis we would consider that for a person to either travel physically from one place to another, as it is said the demigods and sages do this. In the Mahabharata, Vyasadeva tells his mother Satyavati that you can just Vyasadeva tells his mother that whenever you want you can just call me and I will come. So you can just not even call me, just think of me and I will come. So now we wonder how this is possible. So actually, even if he is able to somehow come to know through telepathy or something that my mother is asking for me, how is he able to come immediately? It takes time. And we may think that the whole Vedic description of sages and demigods appearing and disappearing and reappearing might just be mythological. But if these sages, by their mystic powers, had access to layers of the universe, we could call them dimensions of the universe, to use the word in the non-technical sense, then by accessing those levels or layers or dimensions of the universe, they could in principle travel faster than what we normally would think possible. Just as through a wormhole we could, according to science, or at least according to science fiction, one can travel much faster. So, basic principle is that there are normal laws of physics which limit us in normal circumstances. But there could be extraordinary circumstances when these normal limitations could be transcended, could be set aside. So, in physics, the wormholes offer an example of this sort of setting aside of normal laws. Similarly, in Vedic scriptures, the mystic siddhis offer an example of the capacity of setting aside the normal limitations and traveling at high speeds or traveling across vast distances very quickly. So this is not mythology, this is a subtle mechanism. And when we don't understand the mechanism, we may think of it as magic or we may think of it as falsehood. We think it's not possible to call it falsehood, or we think that this is just magic and maybe there is something miraculous about it. There's nothing miraculous. Certainly they're just yogic siddhis are not spiritual. They are material skills. Just as if there were a wormhole and a scientist are able to travel through the wormhole, that will be not magical or miraculous. That will be just a mechanism that is accessed by science. So just as physics proposes certain mechanisms, the Vedic scriptures also possess certain, propose certain mechanisms by which high-speed travel and a whole other variety of phenomena are possible. So this is the connection of wormholes with the Vedic concept of yogic siddhis. So in the Pruthu Maharaj pastime, it is mentioned that he got a slipper, magical slippers, and by wearing that slipper he could go anywhere he wanted immediately. So basically those slippers had some technical powers, not technical in the terms of modern scientific technology, but technical in terms of being connected with the higher powers and persons who control the universe, the demigods, and being able to access the universe at their level. So by wearing those slippers, one could say access some kind of a wormhole and some kind of connection at a subtler level between one area in the universe and another area, and that's how one could jump space. And one could jump space means if I want to move from one place to another, I have to take steps. And I may reach by 10 steps, but if I take one jump, then I can go across the 10 steps distance in one jump. So like that, these slippers would allow one to jump space and go across vast distances quickly, even instantaneously. So that is the connection of this concept of wormholes with the mystic powers that Ruthu Maharaj had, as mentioned, due to the slippers in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you.